This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Montgomery is buzzing now that the Alabama legislature is back in session. Governor Robert Bentley entered the fray Tuesday night with his State of the State address. The governor offered a long list of proposals, including tearing down and building new prisons, free community college tuition for low-income students, increased broadband access, and incentives to improve health care in rural counties. One big question, where is all the money for this? We talk about the speech and the start of the legislative session with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us now, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
The speech the governor laid out, called it his great state agenda, likened it to the moonshot. In the response, you write, Alabama, you've been had again. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I believe it was the kind of message that that keeps us in a situation that he described the other night, where we are sixth in poverty and have poor health care and all of these issues that he so accurately laid out. The message, though, in context of what he said last year, just makes people say, nobody knows what the budget situation is, and I told you we didn't need more money. Remember, it was 4 months ago, that we closed driver's license offices in poor rural counties because we didn't have enough money to keep them going, they said. It was when we didn't have enough money to buy eggs and milk, and now all of a sudden he's talking about a moonshot with programs that are pretty good, but that absolutely will cost a lot of money.
So it contributes to this confusion, the idea that a year ago the governor was asking for hundreds of millions of dollars in new taxes, and now he doesn't seem to be discussing that at all.
Right. Money is no object here. He's talking about a moonshot, and it's moon pie in the sky is what it is. And people, and the danger is not that he wants to do these programs. I think it's great that he wants to do these programs and that he has vocalized these programs. It's awesome. But for all of those people who said, we don't need more money to run government, they can just point to this and say, see, I told you so. And the next time we're in a real budget crunch, they're going to say it even louder.
Well, Bentley did say that he paid for the prison construction with a bond issue, but much of the rest remains unclear. So if there were discussion around the money, either cuts or revenue measures, would that change things for you?
Well, yeah, but that's not something you just go find in the budget. And when you say, yeah, we're going to pay it for with a bond issue, yeah, but that means we're going to borrow a lot of money that we have to pay back. I mean, and he's talking about being able to save enough to pay it back. But, I mean, again, we're just kicking that can down the road. We have not yet begun to address how to raise enough revenue to run the state in a reasonable way. And so now all we're going to do is spend some more.
What realistically can Bentley or any other governor do? Because Alabama has a weak governorship. Legislators can override the governor's veto with a simple majority. So much goes through the Constitution, which doesn't pass through the governor's desk. I mean, what is there left other than to make great claims by a governor?
Well, I mean, I think if he had started out saying we need to reach these points before he said, we have absolutely no money, I think it would have helped. I mean, I think consistent messaging is important, and it comes across as if he's either doesn't know where he stands on issues or he changes his mind frequently. And I'm not one to say a politician shouldn't be able to change his mind from time to time, but these messages are so diametrically opposed that they just send people reeling.
Well, the calendar was kind to columnists this year, columnists such as John, by placing the start of the legislative session on Groundhog Day. And as you anticipate the session, you suggest that this year there are a lot of things that have to do with Groundhog Day and that we keep experiencing the same things. What are you having deja vu about?
Well, we know that we're going to have all these issues that face us, and we know that we probably aren't going to address fixing them. We have already seen pre-filed bills, to allow, students to carry weapons at college campuses and those kind of things, because those are the most pressing matters facing our state, of course. We will see those sorts of things again.
Well, you also write or suggest that lawmakers will not learn the lessons. What lessons are lawmakers not learning?
The main lesson that lawmakers have not learned is that we have to adequately fund ourselves to move into the future, that we can't look at every individual session as one season of a contest in order to see what we can get done, but we have to start laying out a plan for the future and one that pays for itself.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.